Welcome back to our Bar Exam Mastery podcast, where we turn legal principles into your pathway to success. Today, we're diving into Module 2 of our Business Association series, focusing on partnerships. We'll explore everything from their formation to dissolution, and not forgetting the nuances of limited partnerships and LLPs. So grab your notes and let's demystify partnerships together. Host. Welcome back to our Bar Exam Mastery podcast, where we turn legal principles into your pathway to success. Today, we're diving into Module 2 of our Business Association series, focusing on partnerships. We'll explore everything from their formation to dissolution, and not forgetting the nuances of limited partnerships and LLPs. So grab your notes and let's demystify partnerships together. Introduction to General Partnerships. A general partnership represents the simplest form of business structure, where two or more individuals come together to carry on a business for profit. This arrangement is distinguished by its ease of formation, often requiring no formalities or legal procedures. Indeed, partners can initiate their business operations based on a verbal agreement or even a handshake, although this approach is fraught with potential misunderstandings and disputes. The informal nature of these agreements highlights the essential trust and mutual understanding required among partners, but also underscores the vulnerability of such arrangements without documented agreements. Legal framework and formation. Underlying the formation of a general partnership is the principle that the entity is not distinct from the partners themselves. Unlike corporations, where the business is a separate legal entity, a partnership's liabilities, obligations, and assets are directly tied to the partners. This characteristic directly influences the legal and financial dynamics of the partnership. The formation of a general partnership is typically governed by the Uniform Partnership Act, UPA, or the Revised Uniform Partnership Act, RUPA, in the United States, depending on the jurisdiction. These laws stipulate that a partnership is formed whenever two or more individuals engage in business activities with the intention of sharing profits and losses. Notably, the intention to form a partnership can be implied by the actions of the parties, even if there was no explicit agreement to create such a relationship. This aspect of partnership law demonstrates the legal system's recognition of business realities, where formal agreements may not always precede the commencement of business operations. Characteristics of general partnerships. Shared management and profits. One of the defining characteristics of general partnerships is the shared management responsibilities and entitlement to profits. Each partner typically has an equal voice in business decisions, reflecting the democratic ethos at the heart of general partnerships. This arrangement necessitates a high level of communication and cooperation among partners, as decisions must often be reached collectively. Joint and several liability. Another significant feature of general partnerships is the concept of joint and several liability. This legal doctrine holds that each partner is individually, as well as collectively, liable for the debts and obligations of the partnership. In practical terms, this means a creditor can pursue one or all of the partners for the full amount of the debt. This exposure to personal liability is a critical consideration for anyone contemplating entering into a general partnership, as it can impact personal assets and financial security. Partnership property. Partnership property includes all assets and property acquired in the partnership's name or with partnership resources. Distinct from personal assets, partnership property is owned by the partnership entity itself, rather than by the individual partners. This distinction is crucial for understanding the rights and obligations of partners, particularly in the context of disputes or dissolution. Formalizing partnership agreements. While general partnerships can be formed without formal agreements, best practices strongly advocate for written partnership agreements. These documents serve as critical safeguards, detailing the rights, responsibilities, and expectations of each partner. Key components of a comprehensive partnership agreement include capital contributions, clarification of each partner's financial contribution to the partnership, profit and loss distribution, guidelines on how profits and losses will be shared among partners.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Decision-making processes. Procedures for making business decisions, including voting rights and dispute resolution mechanisms. Management duties. Allocation of management tasks and authority levels among partners. Admission and withdrawal of partners. Conditions under which new partners may be admitted and existing partners can withdraw. Dissolution procedures. Steps for dissolving the partnership, including asset distribution and liability settlement. Strategic considerations. The decision to form a general partnership should be approached with careful consideration of the strategic implications. The shared management structure can foster a collaborative and agile business environment, but also requires mechanisms to resolve conflicts. Furthermore, the exposure to joint and several liability emphasizes the need for comprehensive risk management strategies, including insurance and careful financial planning. Conclusion. General partnerships offer a flexible and straightforward framework for conducting business. Their formation is marked by simplicity and a focus on mutual intent to share in the profits and responsibilities of the venture. However, the inherent risks, particularly regarding liability and dispute resolution, necessitate clear, written agreements and a proactive approach to partnership management. By understanding these foundational aspects, potential partners can make informed decisions that align with their business goals and personal risk tolerance. Understanding partnership property. Partnership property, at its core, encompasses all assets and resources acquired or owned by the partnership. This includes real estate, financial assets, intellectual property, and any other resources deemed necessary for the conduct of the partnership's business activities. The defining characteristic of partnership property is that it is held in the name of the partnership rather than in the names of the individual partners, reflecting the partnership's identity as a collective business endeavor. Legal framework governing partnership property. The legal framework surrounding partnership property is primarily governed by statutes such as the Uniform Partnership Act, UPA, and the Revised Uniform Partnership Act, RUPA, in the United States, as well as by principles of common law. These laws establish that property acquired with partnership funds or through partnership activities is presumed to be partnership property. However, the presumption can be rebutted by evidence indicating a different intention among the partners. Management and control of partnership property. The control and management of partnership property are vested in the partners collectively. Each partner has an inherent authority to use partnership property for partnership purposes, but this use must align with the partnership's interests rather than personal benefits. The collective nature of this authority underscores the importance of mutual agreement and cooperation among partners, especially in decisions regarding significant uses or changes to partnership property. Partnership interest, rights and responsibilities. Partnership interest is a multifaceted concept representing a partner's financial stake in the partnership. It encompasses the partner's share of the profits and losses and their right to participate in the management of the partnership. Unlike partnership property, a partner's interest in the partnership is a personal asset, which can be transferred or assigned, subject to the restrictions outlined in the partnership agreement or relevant laws. Financial rights. Sharing profits and losses. One of the primary components of a partner's interest is their entitlement to a share of the partnership's profits and, correspondingly, the responsibility to bear a portion of the losses. The default rule, in the absence of an agreement to the contrary, is that profits and losses are shared equally among partners, regardless of their respective contributions to the partnership. This arrangement can be modified by a partnership agreement, allowing for a distribution scheme that reflects the partner's contributions, preferences, and strategic goals. Management rights. Participation in partnership affairs. Another critical aspect of partnership interest is the right to participate in the management and decision-making processes of the partnership. Each partner is entitled to an equal say in partnership affairs, a principle that facilitates democratic governance but also necessitates effective communication and conflict resolution mechanisms among partners. Management rights include making decisions about the acquisition, use, and disposition of partnership property, entering into contracts, and other actions affecting the partnership's operations. The separation between personal and partnership assets. The distinction between personal assets and partnership assets is a cornerstone of partnership law, with significant implications for liability, asset protection, and estate planning. Partners are personally liable for partnership debts and obligations, but partnership creditors must first seek satisfaction from partnership assets before pursuing partners' personal assets. This separation protects personal assets from claims related to the partnership's liabilities, provided that the partners maintain a clear distinction between partnership and personal transactions. Practical considerations and strategic implications. Understanding and managing the nuances of partnership property and interest are crucial for the effective operation and success of a partnership. Partners must be diligent in documenting the acquisition, use, and disposition of partnership assets, ensuring that these actions are in the partnership's best interest and compliant with the governing agreement and laws. Similarly, partners should carefully consider the structure of profit sharing and management participation rights, balancing the need for equitable treatment with the partnership's strategic objectives and operational efficiency. The clear delineation between partnership and personal assets also plays a vital role in risk management, asset protection, and financial planning. Partners should implement practices that reinforce this separation, such as maintaining distinct accounts for partnership and personal finances, and ensuring that partnership property is titled in the partnership's name. These practices not only safeguard personal assets, but also enhance the partnership's credibility and stability. The rights of partners. Right to participate in management. One of the cornerstone rights of a partner in a general partnership is the right to participate in the management of the partnership. This right is inherent and does not depend on the size of the partner's investment or contribution to the partnership. Every partner is entitled to an equal say in the decision-making process, reflecting the democratic ethos of partnership governance. This arrangement facilitates collective responsibility and ensures that each partner has a vested interest in the welfare and success of the business. Right to share in profits. Closely linked to the participatory rights in management is the right of each partner to share in the profits of the partnership. The default rule, in the absence of any agreement to the contrary, is that profits are to be shared equally among the partners, regardless of their respective contributions. This principle underscores the partnership's collaborative nature, rewarding each partner for their role in the collective venture. However, partners are free to negotiate different terms regarding profit sharing to reflect their contributions, expectations, and the strategic goals of the partnership. The duties of partners. Duty of loyalty. The duty of loyalty stands as a pillar of partnership obligations, demanding that partners act in the best interests of the partnership, above their personal interests. This duty encompasses several specific obligations. Avoiding conflicts of interest. Partners must not engage in activities or interests that conflict with the interests of the partnership. This includes situations where a partner might benefit personally at the expense of the partnership. Not competing with the partnership. Partners are prohibited from engaging in business activities that compete directly with the partnership's business, as this would contravene their commitment to the partnership's success. Accounting for benefits. Any benefits derived from the use of partnership property, business opportunities that rightfully belong to the partnership, or any other use of the partner's position within the partnership, must be fully disclosed and accounted for to the partnership. Duty of care. Alongside the duty of loyalty, partners are also bound by a duty of care to the partnership. This duty mandates that partners carry out their partnership responsibilities with the level of care and diligence that a reasonably prudent person would use in similar circumstances. The duty of care serves to protect the partnership from negligence or reckless actions by any of its partners that could potentially harm the partnership. Duty to inform. The duty to inform, or the duty of disclosure, complements the duty of loyalty. Partners are obligated to share any relevant information that may affect the partnership's business decisions or financial health. This duty ensures transparency and aids in informed decision-making processes within the partnership. The interplay between rights and duties. The interplay between the rights and duties of partners is fundamental to the functioning and success of a partnership. The rights granted to partners empower them to actively participate in and contribute to the partnership, fostering a sense of ownership and commitment. Concurrently, the duties imposed on partners ensure that their actions are aligned with the partnership's best interests, promoting trust, accountability, and mutual respect among partners. This balance between rights and duties is crucial for mitigating potential conflicts and ensuring the partnership operates smoothly and efficiently. It is the adherence to these principles that maintains the integrity of the partnership, facilitating its growth and success. Breaches of duties, legal and financial consequences. Breaches of the duties owed by partners can lead to serious legal and financial consequences. Such breaches undermine the trust and cooperative spirit essential for the partnership's success and can result in disputes that jeopardize the partnership's stability and longevity. Partners found in breach of their duties may be held personally liable to the partnership or the other partners for any damages or losses incurred as a result of their actions. In severe cases, a breach of duty may lead to expulsion from the partnership or dissolution of the partnership itself. Understanding liability in general partnerships. In the realm of general partnerships, the concept of joint and several liability forms the bedrock of the legal framework governing partner obligations. This principle means that each partner is individually, as well as collectively, liable for the entirety of the debts and obligations incurred by the partnership. This form of liability has far-reaching implications. Personal liability. Each partner's personal assets are exposed to the risk of being used to satisfy partnership debts, extending beyond the capital they have invested in the business. Creditor claims. Creditors of the partnership have the right to pursue any one partner for the full amount of the debt owed by the partnership, not merely the debtor partner's share. Implications for partnership dynamics. The prospect of bearing personal liability for the actions of fellow partners necessitates a foundation of trust and rigorous due diligence when entering into a partnership agreement. The legal framework of partnership liability. The governance of liability in partnerships is primarily informed by statutes such as the Uniform Partnership Act, UPA, and the Revised Uniform Partnership Act, RUPA, in the United States, alongside principles of common law. These legal frameworks establish the conditions under which partners are liable for the debts of the partnership, setting out the rights of creditors and the responsibilities of partners. Strategic implications of joint and several liability. The strategic implications of joint and several liability in general partnerships cannot be overstated. Partners must engage in thorough risk management strategies, including due diligence. Prior to entering into a partnership, individuals should conduct comprehensive due diligence on potential partners, assessing their financial stability, business acumen, and ethical conduct. Insurance. Obtaining appropriate insurance coverage, such as liability insurance, can provide a vital financial buffer against potential claims. Financial management. Rigorous financial oversight and controls are essential to minimize the risk of incurring debts that could expose partners to personal liability. Mitigating liability through alternative partnership structures. Given the potential risks associated with joint and several liability, Many entrepreneurs and professionals seek alternative business structures that offer limited liability protections. Two such structures are the Limited Partnership, LP, and the Limited Liability Partnership, LLP. Limited Partnerships, LPs. Limited partnerships offer a hybrid structure where the partnership comprises at least one general partner and one or more limited partners. The general partners manage the day-to-day operations of the partnership and are subject to the traditional rules of joint and several liability. Conversely, limited partners contribute capital but do not partake in management, and their liability is limited to the extent of their investment in the partnership. This structure allows for the investment of capital without exposure to the liabilities associated with active management of the business. Limited Liability Partnerships, LLPs. Limited liability partnerships represent a modification of the general partnership model, providing each partner with protection against personal liability for certain obligations of the partnership. Specifically, in an LLP, partners are generally not liable for the misconduct or negligence of other partners. This structure is particularly popular among professional service providers, such as lawyers, accountants, and architects, as it allows for the collective practice of their profession while limiting personal liability for the actions of their partners. Conclusion: the liability associated with partnerships is a critical consideration for anyone contemplating entering into such a business arrangement. The default framework of joint and several liability in general partnerships necessitates a careful approach to partnership formation, underpinned by trust, due diligence, and risk management strategies. Meanwhile, alternative structures like LPs and LLPs offer avenues for limiting personal liability, providing a balance between the collaborative advantages of partnerships and the need for personal asset protection. Dissolution and winding up of partnerships. A comprehensive overview. Introduction to dissolution. The dissolution of a partnership marks the beginning of the end of a business entity formed by partners to pursue mutual profits. In legal terms, dissolution is the process by which a partnership ceases to exist for the purpose of conducting its business and commences the process of winding up and settling its affairs. This significant phase in a partnership's life cycle can be triggered by various events, including the mutual agreement of the partners, the achievement or impossibility of the partnership's primary objective, the expiration of the partnership term, as specified in the partnership agreement, or other causes, as outlined in relevant statutes, such as the Uniform Partnership Act, UPA, and the Revised Uniform Partnership Act, RUPA, in the United States. The winding up process. Winding up is the comprehensive process that follows dissolution, wherein the partnership's affairs are concluded, debts are paid off, and the remaining assets are distributed among the partners according to their share in the partnership. Winding up involves several critical steps. Notification of dissolution. Informing creditors, clients, and other relevant parties of the partnership's dissolution is a crucial initial step. This notification can prevent the incurrence of new obligations and informs creditors of the winding up process. Collection and liquidation of assets. The partnership assets must be identified, collected, and, if necessary, liquidated. Liquidation involves converting assets into cash or cash equivalents, which can then be used to discharge the partnership's liabilities. Discharge of liabilities. The partnership's liabilities, including debts to external creditors and obligations to partners, must be settled. Liabilities are typically paid in a specific order, as prescribed by law, ensuring that external creditors are satisfied before any distributions are made to partners. Distribution of remaining assets. After the payment of all liabilities, any remaining assets are distributed among the partners according to their respective shares in the partnership or as outlined in the partnership agreement. This distribution reflects the partners' ultimate entitlements and interests in the partnership. Legal and financial considerations. The dissolution and winding up process is governed by a complex interplay of legal and financial considerations. Legally, the partnership must adhere to statutory requirements and ensure that the rights of creditors, partners, and other stakeholders are respected. Financially, the process demands accurate accounting and financial reporting to ensure that all obligations are met and that the remaining assets are distributed fairly and equitably. Importance of a partnership agreement. A well-drafted partnership agreement is invaluable during dissolution and winding up, as it can specify procedures for these processes, outline the distribution of assets, and potentially prevent disputes among partners. Agreements can include buyout clauses, methods for valuing partnership assets, and other provisions that facilitate a smooth and orderly winding up. Preventing legal entanglements and disputes. A thoughtful and meticulously planned approach to dissolution and winding up can significantly reduce the potential for legal entanglements and disputes among partners. This approach includes clear communication, adherence to the partnership agreement and relevant laws, and the engagement of legal and financial professionals to guide the process. Role of professional advisors. Engaging attorneys, accountants, and other professional advisors is crucial in navigating the complexities of dissolution and winding up. These professionals can provide expert guidance on legal requirements, financial management, and dispute resolution, ensuring that the process is conducted efficiently and effectively. Limited partnerships, LPs. Foundation and structure. A limited partnership, LP, is a partnership formed by at least one general partner and one or more limited partners. The general partner manages the day-to-day operations and is fully liable for the debts and obligations of the partnership. In contrast, limited partners contribute capital and receive profits, but do not participate in management decisions. Their liability is restricted to their investment in the partnership. Legal principles governing LPs. LPs are governed by state laws, which may vary but generally require the partnership to file a certificate of limited partnership with the state. This document outlines the partnership structure, the names of the general partners, and other essential details. Unlike general partnerships, LPs must adhere to these formal filing requirements to enjoy the benefits of limited liability for their limited partners. Advantages of LPs. Limited liability for limited partners. Perhaps the most significant advantage is the protection of personal assets for limited partners, who are only liable for the partnership's debts up to their investment amount. Investment opportunities. LPs are attractive to investors who wish to benefit from the partnership's profits without being involved in management or being exposed to significant liability. Tax benefits. LPs enjoy pass-through taxation, where profits and losses are passed directly to partners, avoiding the double taxation faced by corporations. Considerations and challenges. General partner liability. The general partners remain fully liable for the partnership's debts, which may deter individuals from assuming this role without sufficient protection, such as personal liability insurance. Management and control. Limited partners must refrain from engaging in management to maintain their limited liability status, potentially limiting their influence over the business. Limited liability partnerships, LLPs. Foundation and structure. An LLP is a partnership in which all partners have limited liabilities, protecting their personal assets from the debts and obligations of the partnership and from the actions of the other partners. LLPs are especially popular among professionals, such as lawyers, accountants, and architects, where the partnership wishes to shield partners from personal liability for professional malpractice claims against fellow partners. Legal principles governing LLPs. The formation of an LLP typically requires registration with the relevant state authority, including filing an application that outlines the partnership agreement and paying a filing fee. State laws vary concerning the formation and operation of LLPs, with some states restricting LLP status to certain professions. Advantages of LLPs. Limited liability for all partners. All partners in an LLP enjoy protection from personal liability for business debts and for the actions of their partners, a stark contrast to the general partnership model. Management participation. Unlike LPs, LLP partners can take an active role in managing the business without losing their liability protection. Flexibility and tax advantages. LLPs offer flexible management structures and benefit from pass-through taxation. Considerations and challenges. Professional liability. While LLPs protect partners from each other's actions, individual partners are still liable for their own wrongdoing or negligence. State law variability. The rules and benefits of LLPs can vary significantly from one jurisdiction to another, necessitating careful consideration and planning when forming an LLP. Public perception and trust. Some clients or partners may have concerns about the level of personal accountability in an LLP, especially in professions where personal responsibility is highly valued. Strategic implications for choosing between LPs and LLPs. The decision between forming an LP or an LLP depends on several factors, including the nature of the business, the level of involvement desired by the investors or partners, the degree of liability protection required, and the regulatory environment of the state in which the business will operate. Entrepreneurs and professionals must weigh these considerations carefully, often with the assistance of legal and financial advisors, to choose the structure that best meets their needs and objectives. In conclusion, both LPs and LLPs offer valuable alternatives for structuring a partnership, each with distinct advantages, legal frameworks, and strategic implications. Understanding these differences is crucial for anyone looking to form a business partnership, as the choice of entity can significantly impact the partnership's operation, liability exposure, and success. And there we have it, a comprehensive overview of partnerships. Remember, choosing the right type of partnership and understanding the associated legal principles is crucial for any successful business venture. Thank you for joining us today. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll unravel the complexities of corporations.